Grace you in peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things. Amen. As I said at the beginning of our service, it's difficult to not have all of you here. We are so accustomed to being gathered in this place, and for, at least in our congregation, the kids who come year after year to have their feet washed, and the same people who refuse every year to have their feet washed refuse again. There is something intimate and powerful, something a little scary, about exposing ourselves to one another in quite that way. And yet, that night, Jesus does exactly that. The master, the one who is in control, the one they all look up to, the one who had done miracle after miracle, who had healed the sick, helped the blind see, taken away leprosy, who had driven the money changers out of the temple, now wraps a towel around his waist and kneels at the feet of his disciples and becomes a servant. It's an extraordinary moment. And it's an extraordinary moment that precedes something that will come very shortly. Jesus' own death on the cross. Because the powerful thing for Maundy Thursday for me is that it becomes crystal clear in this Gospel of John. We suddenly can see what love looks like from God's perspective. God looks at love in this way. This is what love looks like for God. God pours God's self out, wraps a towel around God's waist, and kneels at our feet, doing the most menial task, the one reserved for the lowest servant, the lowest slave. God sanctifies us in the washing of feet. God sanctifies us in humility. God sanctifies our very life out of death. This is what love looks like. Each day, the numbers of people who are dying here in the United States and around the world mounts higher and higher. Somehow it is a powerful thing to be reminded that God is in the midst of it. That in the midst of all of our fear and our anxiety, God continues to wrap that towel around God's waist and kneel before us to remind us what love looks like. Do not lose hope, as the disciples will momentarily after they've been to the garden. Do not lose hope, as it is so easy to do in these difficult days. Remember what love looks like. It looks like this.